be strong.
Join the She Trucking Foundation today and be a part of a supportive community of women in the trucking industry. Unlock exclusive access to valuable resources, including mentorship, educational workshops, and networking opportunities. Whether you're an experienced professional or just starting your trucking journey, She Trucking is here to empower you and help you thrive. Visit www.shetrucking.com to join us and drive your trucking career to new heights.
All right. Welcome, y'all, to this episode, very, very special episode of She Trucking Podcast sponsored by TAFS. Today, we have the pleasure of bringing on Megan Earhart. She is the Executive Vice President at Relay Payments. Welcome, Megan.
Thanks so much for having me today.
Thank you for being here. I got a little bit of a delay, so hopefully it doesn't affect our communication too much. As you can see, I'm in my semi-truck on the road.
Well, that's great. Hopefully you're parked safely.
Yes, I'm parked safely. For those of y'all who don't know me, a new face here on the podcast, I'm Gabrielle Simmons, the new vice president of the board of directors at She Trucking. So again, Megan, thank you so much for being here with us today. Tell us a little bit about your work at Relay Payments and the services you guys provide.
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for having me on. Excited to be here and to be able to chat with you today. So Relay Payments started 5 years ago, and it started with an idea by our co-founders of how do we revolutionize payments within transportation and logistics. And so they sat on warehouses and on docks and on truck stops, and they really had a ton of conversations with drivers, with fleet managers, to try to figure out what was an area that people really didn't like that we could get into. So we started with lumper payments, have really worked to do amazing things there. We're in under 5 years, we've been accepted 98% of the warehouses in the US. Wow. And we do about 30% plus of the lumber transactions across the country. So we started there, built a customer base, and really in any business, right? You guys are doing it as well with She Trucking, is you've got to get people who believe in you. You've got to get in front of people that trust you, people that will give you feedback, and we built it. And then what we said is, okay, are there other areas that we can help you? And we had customers come to us. And so then we ventured into a product called Relay Direct, where we move money between brokers and carriers and drivers and factoring companies. And we move that money to make it a much more seamless process. And then also we've gotten involved in fuel. So cardless fuel payments, I know we were chatting on it right before we got on, but you know, the plastic, there's just so much opportunity for fraud, for losing it. There's just so many places where it could go wrong. And I mean, you're on the road and things could go wrong with you, right? Today, tomorrow, yesterday. And we want to take that stress and that anxiety out of what drivers face every day, while also giving the trucking companies the knowledge that it's fraud-free. So we have been live out of stealth mode, I should say, since June of 2023, which is really fun that we can now use, you know, almost a year ago, and we have not had a single fraudulent transaction, not a single one. And wow, that's really something that we're proud of. Makes life easier on drivers, makes life easier on the fleet managers. And the biggest thing is it just takes everybody can take a breath when they have to think about fuel. There's enough in trucking that folks have to worry about right now. And we make sure we take one less thing off the plate.
Yeah, no, that's really awesome. As a driver, you know, myself, just the thought of losing my fuel card, what a huge inconvenience that is. You know, but the service you guys offer with it being completely cardless, then we never, ever, ever have to even worry about that. because that could be the difference between us being able to continue down the road or not, you know. So that's really awesome. And I think a lot more companies have started to do that as well. So it's great that you guys kind of have been ahead of the ball game with that.
Yeah, it's been fun because you see people trying to break into it. And then you see new generations getting into trucking, right? That are used to paying on their phone. They're used to doing transactions without having to worry about it. I mean, I can make fun of myself, right? But probably about 6 months ago, I walked into a grocery store and had one of our daughters with us, and I go to pay and realize, oh, I took my credit card out the night before and gave it to my husband. That's a problem when you're sitting there and they've rung everything up and they don't take Apple Pay at that particular grocery store. Wow. And so, you know, I'm sitting there turning beet red and having the conversation of, I promise I can pay for this. Let me figure this out. And then when we have to go through that, I can't imagine drivers having to deal with that all the time.
Yeah, no, it's actually happened to me where my fuel card didn't work and I had to use my credit card and it's so stressful. Then I'm like, okay, well, how can I get it to work? Not with Relay. I don't have a Relay fuel card, but it was very frustrating to the point where I spent 3 days using my credit card just to get fuel, you know, because my fuel card wouldn't work and they had to send me a new one. So yeah, definitely a problem solved by having it all be digital for sure.
Yeah.
I want to take a quick second.
We hear that a lot from folks. Go ahead. Sorry. I think I do have a delay. So.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a delay. I just wanted to thank Relay Payments, your company, for being a sponsor of She Trucking from 2022 to 2023. And your guys' continued support to the foundation has been incredible. So we thank you for that.
Absolutely.
So another question we have for you, is what would you say to women who may be considering a career in the trucking, logistics, transportation industry, be it any type of position, you know, driver or, working in a company that supports the logistics industry? What would you say to these women?
Say, do it. Right? Like jump in there, figure out a way to get on a truck, experience it. If you're at a university, do an internship, right? Try to work on a dock or a warehouse or try to work for a trucking company and see what it's really like. If you're not in college, I think that there's also amazing opportunities. Whether it's a welder, right, that can get in a maintenance shop and do amazing things with a fantastic equipment. I think that that's a great way to do it, or to go and become a driver and be able to see what that is. I like it when people can, you know, try on careers and have the opportunity to see like what life is really like, what life is like. I've been out before. I will say I've never spent the night in a truck, but I have been out and been like, recognize how important it is on where you're parked, right? Like, are you safe? Are you in a good place? Is there lighting? I get all of that, but I learned that over time. And so I think talking to people, now with social media, with you guys, you all open up people's eyes to a lot more than could be when I started in transportation, right? Like I had to walk into a bullpen basically and like figure out what the words meant. Now we have the ability to learn things different ways, which is just incredibly exciting. But I have a daughter who's 17 and we also have a 14-year-old, but the 17-year-old's trying to decide what to do for college. And I'm like, hey, go into business. And two of the final schools she's looking at have supply chain. And I'm like, hey, get a minor in it. Like knowing about transportation is never going to hurt you in your career. Get that experience. See what it's like. Because, I mean, for me, it was like basically a drug. I got into trucking and just didn't want to let go. And there's always things that you can fix and learn and things change and you can be a part of that change, like what I'm doing now at Relay. And I would say any female that wants to do it, go do it.
Yeah. And tell us a little bit more about that. Like, how did you get into this space to begin with, of the trucking industry?
I would say it's a lot of luck and being in the right place at the right time. And then really keeping a very open mind. So I worked for a hardware software company for about 7 years and then went to work for Pilot. And at Pilot, went in as a project manager within IT, was learning all of that. And then the merger happened with Flying J. And I was lucky enough and privileged enough and raised my hand enough times to say, can I help, to get put on that merger team. And through that, I got the opportunity to figure out, hey, how are we going to buy fuel on minute one? Right? Like, you don't think about that, right? Like, these two huge companies that have travel centers and they're hauling fuel all around the country. But like, really, truly, when you merge them, how are you going to buy the fuel that needs to go to the truck stops? And I got put on that team and was able to go jump on a truck in Louisville, Kentucky during that time. I ended up getting really involved in trucking, running logistics, running dispatch, bringing that technology in. And then we purchased an oil field services company and I was able to go out in the oil fields and do trucking in the oil fields. And so I have a pair of steel-toed boots that still have, I like to say, oil from every major shale region in North America, and cowgirl boots that have the same. And I absolutely love it. And I just kept getting more involved. Ended up going into sales at Pilot in late 2013. And it was supposed to be fast. I wasn't supposed to stay there for 8 years like I did. Took on various things and got to go sit in with trucking companies, talk to trucking companies, talk to drivers, listen to them, talk to fleet managers, talk to CEOs. And it just broadened it. But I had the ability to do that because I had been on the ground, not like you, Gabrielle, but I'd been on the ground and I'd spent the time and I'd listened to folks and then came over to Relay Payments a little over 2 years ago and have been part of the executive leadership team to really bring us forward and figure out the products that we want to do to help the industry. And it's just a lot of fun. But the biggest thing, if I were going to wrap it into one sentence, I said yes a lot.
I love that. Okay, I was muted for a second. No, I love that. Just saying yes, you know, and being a woman in a male-dominated industry, I'm sure you experienced maybe some pushback, maybe some doubtful spirits around that, you know, are like, what is this woman doing here in our space? But you, like you mentioned, getting out there in the oil fields and experiencing the industry in a way that a lot of people never get to. You mentioned Louisville, Kentucky, and I'll take a second here just to mention the Mid-American Truck Show. Woohoo! That's coming up at the end of this month, the 21st through the 23rd. She Trucking, we will be there. Come visit us at our booth. As you can see on the screen here, there's our booth number. And again, we want to thank our sponsor, TAFS, for their continuous support with this podcast and supporting us in our getting set up at the truck show that we have coming up. So you guys won't be there, is that right? You won't be this year?
We will not this year. We had a big presence last year, brought a bunch of people in, but it's the same time as truckload carriers. And so that's down in Nashville. And just couldn't figure out how to pull off both and still get everything else done. So we'll hate that we miss it.
Yeah, we'll miss you guys being there. We're going to take a quick second here for a little commercial break and then I'll get back and ask you some more questions. We'll be right back.
like this. There are cars everywhere.
Bobby's, you're about to get on the interstate.
Oh,
so
my
slow
God.
The truck down.
Oh, God.
Slow the truck down. Slow, for real, slow the truck down. Stay over here on the left, okay? Take your high side. Go up here, okay?
I cannot believe I'm getting on the interstate.
Accelerate. Stay on this side, accelerate. Go faster, Bobby, faster.
Crap.
Look at all this traffic.
There are cars everywhere.
And now we're gonna take it to the highest gear that you ever been in. We're gonna take it to the 10th gear.
Now?
There we go.
10th gear right now!
All right. So part of the Mid-American Truck Show, as the quick little commercial there, is announcing new things, right? Announcing what our companies are working on. And we will be announcing the first ever She Trucking magazine that will be coming out. And we will have some physical copies at our booth. So make sure you guys come and see us. Also, we are still accepting sponsorship. If you guys want to donate, just go to shetrucking.com, and that will be much appreciated for all of the hard work that goes into creating the magazine and our future magazines that will be coming out as well. Megan, if you could share with us some of the new and exciting things that Relay Payments is working on, if you're allowed to give us a little bit of insight.
I can definitely do that. So we're continuing to grow our fuel payment platform, and we are bringing on merchants. We're at 1,500 merchants right now, continuing to bring those on. And we've got some, I'll say, very nice, larger chains that we're working on right now that should be live relatively soon. So we're working on those. Really exciting thing happened today in that world. And I think probably most of your audience would know that Maverick, which if you know the Rocky Mountains, fantastic chain out there, they bought the Come and Goes in, right about a year ago. And we went into our first Come and Go today. So we tested the transaction. So we'll be rolling out to all those, which is very exciting. And then we just continue to build our customer base with fuel. And why that is so helpful is because, like I said before, we're selling, we're building, we're listening to our customers, and our customers are sending us referrals. So they're sending us their friends. And I got four text messages today of, hey, I just talked to this guy, and he's got 40 trucks, or he's got 90 trucks, or he's got 10 trucks, or he's got 2 trucks. And call them right now, or call on Thursday. They're expecting your call. And that's exciting for us, right? The fact that our customers would take time out of their day to talk about us and then to give us a referral and say, hey, my buddy wants this. You need this. You don't realize you need it, but you need it. So that really excites us here at Relay Payments, because that's the best kind of advertising, when someone says you should have this. So that's really fun. Relay Direct continues to build. So that's the payment and running those payments through for our brokerage customers to their carriers, and then being able to do that in the right way. Like I said, with a fuel transaction, making sure that money goes to the right person is critical. And then, you know, I know I said it before, but the fact that we have not had a single fraudulent transaction says a lot to our IT team. I'll give them love and support. They've thought through things. They continue to adapt and adjust to what they're seeing. And they're doing things that others that have been in the market for 30 or 40 years haven't been able to do. And that's fun to be a part of, and fun for me, having been in the industry so long, it's really fun to see it and to be able to help the industry out.
Yeah, that's awesome. Love it. Love that you guys are growing and expanding what seems to be super quickly. So congratulations to you guys on all the growth and future growth that I'm sure we will see. Another question for you. This is one of our last questions we have here. Have you had any female mentors to kind of help you in your journey? Be it, you know, back when you were in sales or in IT, did you have any mentors that guided you? And do you feel like that's an important part of your success?
Yeah, I think it's important to have mentors. I think it's important to have sponsors. I think it's important to have people that'll hit you upside the head with a 2x4 when you're not being very smart. And I've had all of those. And sometimes they're the exact same person. And yes, absolutely. I think it starts, you know, with family, right? And who you see. And I had a grandmother that was an X-ray tech from back in the 40s and was a widow in her 30s. And she worked 2 to 3 jobs, right? Like she was so focused on that, put forth the idea of hard work gets you places and it matters. She believed that doing things keeps you young. She was in her 70s and still an X-ray tech, and she would tell 60-year-olds you're old because you act old. And so I think like that started it. My mom was also just a powerhouse nurse, and she showed me like what it took to step outside the classic aspect of nursing and do other things and to lead people and to come up with ideas. So that really mattered from female mentorship and seeing it, right? Seeing it every day. My dad pushed me extensively and told me I could do whatever I wanted to, and really pushed me to see things differently and to be able to go after what I wanted. That started it, and then it continued to build. And in my career specifically, I have had males and females that have been a part of my journey, that have stood next to me. 98% of the time of my career, even before I got in trucking, was male dominated. I went to a school where there were 3 guys to every girl. I have been in a male dominated life pretty much forever. And I had situations, not dangerous situations, but situations where people would say something, or they'd make a derogatory comment, or it was something that, you know, you just want to like, just like, come on, like your mom raised you better than that. Your dad definitely raised you better than that. And you step back from it and you look at it. And I had people next to me more times than not that called it out before I had to. And usually they were male, and they said that, like, come on, like, we're not going to do that. It said other more colorful language. Just leave it at that since we are live. But really stood up for me and said, you deserve a spot at the table. You deserve to have your ideas heard. I read an article the other day that said men interrupt. That's what men do. It is how their brain works. What's interesting is when I started pointing it out and saying, hey, like, I've been interrupted like 6 times in the last 20 minutes, people started paying attention to it, and others would comment. And I had females, and what we'd say is, hey, when we see it, we're going to say, hey, why don't we go back to Gabrielle? Gabrielle, what were you just saying? And we call it out and make people aware of it, not aggressively, right? Because that creates a whole nother set of problems, but in a way that was like, hey, we're paying attention and we're supporting each other. So I definitely had that. And then I had people that took me under their wings and allowed me to ask the stupid trucking questions, right? Allowed me to call them and toss ideas around without judging me. I think regardless of industry, that's really important. And then what I've allowed that to do is our daughters have seen that. Our daughters have been able to address it. Now, sometimes aggressively, sometimes against us. I think one of our daughters started negotiating at like 3.5. That got uncomfortable. My husband was like, you started it. You did this, which I admit, but it's serving them well now. So I think you just sort of take all those different aspects, but absolutely mentors and supporters and sponsors and people that really just pulled me up and pulled me with them. And that's been very fun to be a part of, especially to look back on.
That's amazing. Thank you for sharing that. You know, from your family to, you know, the people that you've worked with, it sounds like you've had a lot of support, and I'm sure that has paid into why you've been so successful in your journey in this industry as a whole. What does Women's History Month that we are in now, the month of March and upcoming Women's International Women's Day, I always get that backwards. What does Women's History Month mean to you?
Yeah, I love it. I love that we have different months that celebrate people and the diversity and the inclusion as it should be every day. But what it means to me is celebrating. One day before March 1st, so on February 29th, J.B. Hunt put a woman in as CEO, or announced it. And Shelley Simpson will be that. Shelley is a very dear friend of mine. And in industry, she's all the things I talked about for me, a mentor, a sponsor, a 2x4 across the head when I need it. And I love being able to celebrate that. Lifting people up, pulling people along, sharing ideas. And I think Women's History Month gives us a chance to do it and it be intentional, it be genuine, it not come across as self-serving in any way, but really being able to say, hey, Gabrielle, great job. Great job out there. You are doing amazing. What do you need? How can I help you? And being that every day is how we should be, I just think that in this particular month, we take an extra moment for women and say, all right, how can we help each other? How can we make sure no one interrupts? How can we build together, grow together? And I do it, but you know, I think about my friends and they are in all different industries. Completely different industries. And we still have the same problems. We still encounter it because we're mamas and we work and we travel and there's all these things that build up on us and we can talk through it together and we can support each other and be like, hey, I have no idea about the words you just talked about, but I have been in that situation before. Or call someone up and say, I have no idea. But last night, I'll give you an example. Last night, like I said, our daughter's trying to decide what she wants to do. And a very dear friend of mine from college sent me a text and said, I've been thinking about your daughter all day. I know she's having a hard time deciding. She's been in one of the industries that my daughter's thinking about. And she said, can I be her mentor? And I'm like, are you kidding? Like, absolutely. And I didn't have to ask. She has a daughter too that's in college. And I didn't have to ask. It was just like, hey, I've been thinking about your daughter all day and I want to help. And that's what I think is super special that we just need to embrace more of. But it's a good month to remember that we need to do those things.
Yes, absolutely. That is such a great offer. You know, usually it's hard to find mentors, but for her to just offer that to your daughter, like you mentioned, having a mentor is super, super important for all of us, just in life, you know,
yes,
outside of just our work, but just in life, to have somebody who can bat us upside the head with a 2x4 sometimes when we need it, or just yes, direct us in the right way. And I would second that. I love that in the month of March, you know, us as women, we pay a little bit extra attention to being there for each other, caring for each other, offering a listening ear. because we do get caught up. I know I personally get very caught up in life and the road and work and all of the things that we're juggling on a day to day. But this month, seeing all the different events that we get involved in, and all the ways that we come together is beautiful. Do you have any International Women's Day or Women's History events that you're a part of this month?
You know, at Relay, we've got, we're a smaller size company. We've got about 140 people, but we've got a strong presence in Atlanta, and we're doing a happy hour on Thursday night to really just celebrate each other. And we do it about once a month, but it was great that it was able to be timed perfectly with International Women's Day and just support each other, right? Like we come in our world, we come from all different walks of life. We bring different things to the table at Relay, which makes Relay so much stronger because we do that. And it's just sort of fun to be able to go do that and, you know, have a happy hour, grab some appetizers and, you know, cheer what we've done together so far at Relay, but also who we are, and really who we're bringing up with us. So
yeah, love it. Love
How about you? Do you have any? Was she trucking? I should have asked.
Not really. Not. I mean, the Mats is kind of going to be like our big, you know, like celebrating each other and our new board of directors coming together. Just all of us being able to stay in a place together while we're out there in Louisville. You know, I'm sure we're going to make some time outside of working for the event for the Mid-American Truck Show. We're going to make some time to celebrate each other. And that's also why we're releasing the magazine this month, you know, our first ever edition. As to highlight all of the incredible women that are part of She Trucking, and yourself as well. So I'm going to ask you a tough question that we like to ask in the industry, and I'm sure you've answered it many times over. But what would you say is the future of the trucking industry? What do you foresee happening in transportation as a whole?
Well, truckers are eternal optimists. It's the only way we survive. And I think the biggest thing is for the last 15 to 18 months, trucking's had it hard. Going from everyone like riding on bridges for truckers and putting thank you drivers everywhere coming out of COVID to how the last 15 to 18 months have been for the industry, where it's just been really hard to make ends meet in trucking. And so I believe in the people that I talk to, and, you know, you look at all the data and you listen to all of the really smart people. And I think that we'll come out of it this year. When, I don't know. But I do think that we will. What I truly believe is that if a driver or a trucking company or a trucker can make it right now and stay in business, when rates increase, they're going to skyrocket. Like they are going to go back to epic levels of bringing in revenue and being able to control profit, because if they can make it right now with how low rates have been for how long they have been, then they know how to truck. And because of that, they're going to do great when rates increase. So I see resilience in the industry. That's probably the biggest thing. I see a huge amount of resilience within the industry, probably more so than other downturns. You know, trucking is seasonal, cyclical, capital intensive, low margin, high turnover. Five things they tell you never to start a business with. If you have one, and trucking has all five. And so it's hard, and it's always been hard, but it's been really hard for a while. And truckers are resilient. They are eternal optimists, but I feel like if they're making it right now, if you're making it right now, you are going to just, it's going to be like a, absolute hockey stick when rates come back.
Technical difficulties getting unmuted. I totally agree. And I like to compare it to the stock market. You know, you don't buy in, not that I'm giving any type of financial advice, but typically you don't buy in when it's up, you know, you buy in when it's down. And so, that's why me, myself and my business partner, we, have taken this time when rates are low and equipment is less expensive to dive in heavier, you know, to buy more equipment and grow and expand our trucking company. So yeah, that's a very good point. All of the drivers and companies that are in the industry right now experiencing this rough time, learning to incorporate new things like what Relay offers with your payment services and the financial services, you know, just learning to incorporate new things so that our businesses can stay afloat is super important. So that's a very, very good point there. I'm going to take another quick break here just for a second and do a quick commercial and we'll be right back.
While we lean on our decades of proven industry knowledge and expertise, Canal is continually moving forward as a disruptor and innovator in the marketplace. We have developed Canal Test Drive with that same forward-thinking mindset. Our telematics-based pay-as-you-roll insurance product is pioneering the future of trucking insurance, one fleet at a time. We know that starting a new venture in the trucking industry is a complex process. That's why we offer Canal Test Drive, an innovative solution designed to help new commercial trucking operations simplify and manage their insurance costs based on actual miles driven, never for idle time. Let us take the guesswork out of your insurance costs with our simplified pay-as-you-roll approach.
All righty. Welcome back. Again, I just want to thank you so much for being here with us today with She Trucking. I know you've had the opportunity to meet with our founder, Sheree Moore. I haven't yet had the pleasure to meet you in person, but I definitely look forward to staying connected with you as we grow, you know, as a company here at She Trucking and as you guys continue to grow. Real quick, can you tell us how drivers can get the fuel card?
Absolutely. Go to relaypayments.com and also can call 1-877-735-2910. That's our 24/7 365 customer service. We answer in under 30 seconds. We won't put you through the massive wait times. And they can help as well. So again, that number is 877-735-2910. And thank you for having me. This has been great. Love She Trucking, love what you guys are doing, and happy to be on today and look forward to doing more with you guys in the future.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Before we head out, just going to thank our sponsors again. This podcast is sponsored by TAFS for the month of March and April as well. Their continued sponsorship into our support for the Mid-American Truck Show. Also want to thank our sponsors as part of the First Magazine, Brandon Johnson, John White with MHC Kenworth, and Nate Johnson as well. Thank you guys so much for your contributions to the She Trucking Foundation. We really appreciate it. That is it for today's podcast, guys. Be sure to reach out to Relay Payments, Relay Direct with your payment needs. And we'll catch you guys next time. Peace and love.
Electricity is cheaper than diesel fuel, and charging overnight means you never have to stop at the diesel stations again. Maintenance costs are...